All right, guys, welcome back. Going into third hour here on Role Play Swan Song Week number 10. Adam, what's going on?
Swan Song's docking at Taxila Station, also known as TVL-434, a fueling and repair station built and managed by the Exchange. So it's primarily in system, like its minimum crew, primarily in system as like a stopover or a refuel station. It's owned by the Exchange, which we haven't talked about it before, just to catch everybody up. The Exchange basically runs the sector's banking subsystem and all the communication. They're kind of a neutral faction. Everybody recognizes that the services they provide are they're just like too useful to screw with, and they have control over all of the comm satellites, and they use that for money transfer and banking. So it's open to all. It has its own kind of internal police force, but pretty minimal. And when you arrive, the ship is scanned. You get a whole bunch of messages that are like ads, primarily for the various like repair facilities. As soon as, like, it's all smart ads. So as soon as they're like, oh, we noticed that your sand thrower is broken, here's like four places that'll repair sand throwers, and like all these different kind of personalized ads for the ships, various subsystems. There's like a docking fee of 50 credits a day, but the station itself seems to only have, you know, three or four ships docked at it right now, of maybe 20 that it could hold. Again, Tovar is kind of a backwater, so not a lot of travel here. So is everybody going to go on board onto Taxila? Is there anyone staying on the ship?
I mean, was there already some sort of assessment on this is what you're going to have done, and this is, I mean...
On the ship?
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't think there's been any. Just that, I mean, we wanted to get upgrades.
Well, shouldn't we at least like get the ship back to...
You can't. Yeah, you won't be able to get upgrades here, but you'll be able to repair the ship. So let me see. I had
The fellows said they'd help with.
Right.
Yeah. They're gonna pay for the repairs on the ship. So starships.
I speak with Piani as everybody is getting ready to, you know, disembark, and I say, Madame Pique, do you think now would be an appropriate time for me to introduce myself to L'Enfant? It seems that I don't have a lot to do on the station. I think you guys can take care of it.
I do.
Very well. Allow me to speak with Monsieur Sakarian. As your head of security, I would want to make sure that it is safe for you. So I go in and find, you know, Mr. Sakarian. I approach
him. I'm in my room. Sakarian? The door is open. I'm just stuffing guns and knives into my compartments.
Do you anticipate trouble?
Do I anticipate trouble? Yes, I do.
as he asks that, you just tear Higgs down from the...
I'm just like...
The corridor. I'm just like, Mr. S, make sure you get the knives. I need next... Just screaming off the giant list of weapons.
Bring all the bazookas. Of course, Mr. Higgins. I'm like checking... Like, I have like a panel open on the plasma projector, and I'm just checking. It's like... diagnostics and stuff like that.
Do you know where we are meeting these individuals?
No, Mr. Higgins received the messages for this. I am merely there to make sure that nothing...
I approach a panel on the wall, and I thumb on, and I say, Monsieur Higgins,
yes?
Where are we meeting these individuals?
I'll find that out here in a second. I'll be with you in just a minute. I'm not responding to you through the comms. I'm just screaming down the hallway.
I punch a couple buttons on the panel, and I try to bring up a map of the Taxila station.
Okay.
Like a schematic or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can get like a public map or whatever, like a local directory of businesses.
Yeah, exactly.
At a glance, Taxila seems to be a whole bunch of kind of like banking and like stock market type places. Like, there's a lot more brokerages here than you'd maybe expect in a backwater, but that's kind of what the exchange does.
Mr. Trudeau, with all respect, I'd prefer it if you came with us so we can see what you're capable of.
Oh, Monsieur Sakarian, if you're anticipating trouble, no worries. I will be right behind you.
Very good.
Awesome. There are a bunch of bars and like clubs. It's kind of like a truck stop, basically, in that regard.
Truck stop.
Yeah, you're at a space truck stop / offshore Cayman Island Bank.
Yeah. As soon as I can find out,
like a garage that you can go to repair in this.
As soon as I can find out where we're meeting the people that we're trying to meet with, I'd like to try and use my tactics to see if I can like figure out any optimal sort of guarding stations to place people at or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. After about 5 minutes pass, I come into the room. I'm just like adjusting my jacket and stuff, and I relay the information on where we're meeting. I guess we're meeting the legal team first before going and getting the mission.
Space lawyers, they're like commandos and Rambo and shit.
Yeah. These are the Sunbeam multi-stellar legal team, right?
Yeah. I tell you where we're meeting them, and then I make my way towards Piani's room.
Yeah, once I know the location of where the meeting is supposed to be taking place, I'm sort of looking at this map and trying to identify, you know, are there any choke points? Are there extra accesses that could be used against us if, you know, things went sour? Anything like that?
Okay, so the... well, make a tactics roll for me. Let's
see how well you do. That's intelligence-based,
whoa, whoa,
right?
Whoa, wait a second. There's dice in this game? Yeah. Oh, wait, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Rushed.
I mean, the first thing that sets you off is that the place that you're going to meet is in the registry as like Sunbeam Multistellar, like local office 47512 or whatever. But it's the size of like a toilet stall, pretty much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's tiny. It's like a little room. Okay. But it's in the registry as an office and stuff. So.
Yeah, I point this out to Monsieur Sicarian. I say, does it strike you as strange that they have us meeting in such a small quarters?
You could literally only fit one person in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where this would be strange to me, but at this point in time, I expect them to try to murder us, so probably not.
Whatever.
It's strange.
And if we station myself down at the end of this corridor, and you can stand right outside of the door, I assume that Monsieur Higgins will be stepping inside to do his business. What would you do with Piani? How are her capabilities in a combat situation?
Piani's abilities are best described as she will never die.
Interesting. I like that. Frontline, you know, if there is danger, we put her in between us and the danger.
Not quite like that, friend. It's more that she can take care of herself and she will help us.
Very well.
Perhaps, I am to be the one at the front lines.
Close to you, then.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Piani is weak, and I will make her hard.
Like you.
Oh, the Easter eggs. Oh, man.
Comme toi. Bon, je comprends. Allons-y.
Do I make my way to Piani's room in this time, I guess? Before getting off?
Yeah, sure. If you guys want to have that conversation.
I just like poke my head into your quarters, Piani. Are you doing anything in particular?
Am I doing anything in particular at this time?
Yeah,
this is
like,
post meeting. No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, I just.
Yeah, this is actually like a day later or whatever. This is like
that's right.
Then,
that's
like,
right.
You're just pulling into Taxila now.
No, I would say if anything, I would be trying to get a little bit more information on this chick that contacted Higgins about this job.
Oh, okay. Do you want to make a computer roll to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I would love to.
Cool.
Do that.
So, what's the source of this information? Are you just trying to like?
Well, I've got the email, right? Because all those, right? So
that, or you just hacked into my fucking Facebook?
Well, you know, whatever. You don't know if I maybe I already got your password, dog.
Yeah, you might, you know? Man. Big tits 64 is hard
I
to
just,
get.
You know, I do a reverse IP lookup and I trace it through about 14 different galaxy like destinations because, you know, like as it goes through each of the,
it's literally
it has a trail.
Communication,
yeah,
communication in this sector is literally like in. Like packets, like it's a piece of data that moves from one system to another as ships pick it up, and you can, like, it's supposed to be anonymous and secure. Like the ship doesn't leave any data behind, but if you're like good enough with the data, you can figure out like which ships carried it and if it was modified along the way, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's, make a computer roll.
That's exactly what I do if I roll a five.
Okay. Everything in the message itself looks to be.
Are those intelligence or wisdom rolls, by the way?
Those ones are intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you can make another roll to like look her up in the general like database, or like try to access Taxila's like guest database or whatever. Like you have lots of other venues to go through. If you
yeah, want. I would. I'll do exactly that. We do Google. We find her Facebook. I do a reverse image lookup.
Okay.
Find a few photos that actually Higgs might be interested in, but do I find the information I need? A 7?
Yes. So you get a 7's worth of information. So Heather Monse is like an independent contractor working out of the Tovar system currently. She has a criminal record in several other systems, Stasi, Vafai, and on ASA. And she seems to move a lot. You see a lot of different registries for, like vehicle passage. You're first looking at it, you're like criminal straight up. Like she's on the run from the law. She's not a good like element. Kind of reminds you of Higgs.
But a criminal in a sense of like a thief or a murderer.
There's no like murder charges. All the charges in the criminal databases you can find are like bounties for like. Like taking things. She's like stolen or like embezzling or fraud or like
okay.
Just several illegally annulled marriages.
Great.
Okay. But the last, like the most recent data is that she took a like mining contract on Tovar to deliver some equipment from off system. And that's the last sort of piece of data that you found on her.
Okay.
All right. So I poke my head and I'm just like, yeah. Piani, you got a sec?
What do you fucking want?
I just kind of like step in and you see me like slick my hair back. I'm just like, hey, so what's your bank account number?
You think I'm gonna fucking willfully give up my bank account number?
Well, I mean, I was gonna pay you.
Here's my routing number. I hand it to him.
Kind of like look over at that and. You go, how much was it that I owed you?
You owed me 40,000 credits, and you fucking know it.
Okay, all right. I'll go take care of that before we depart. And I'm glad you're with us on the ship, and that you
I
made
want
it through.
An email receipt.
An email receipt? What do you mean?
I mean, like when you fucking transfer the credits, I want an email receipt. I want to be notified immediately.
What? Doesn't that just happen by itself?
Well, you have to.
I will send you an email when it goes through that says, "Hey, I paid you the money." Is that what?
When are you gonna pay me?
I'm going back to my room right now.
That's not an answer.
I don't believe you.
Well, that is why. Again, we did the payment. Email will
I'm gonna
confirm.
Watch you on the fucking comms.
You, I wouldn't. Yes, okay. Please do. I'm
Good.
Going now. All right.
I'm watching.
All right. Okay.
I hope you do.
You have a good. I don't know why the fuck I'm saying bye. You're gonna be watching me. I'll just like walk out of the room. And instead of just walking back normally, if I have to walk backwards to stare at a camera, I will do it just to make sure that eye contact is made the entire time.
Okay.
I go back to my room, type in the routing number, and then transfer over the 40,000.
Okay. Look at that. All right. So make a note, Piani. You now have 40,000.
Wait. Well, now I'm gonna.
Make a physical save, not to have a heart attack.
No, I send an email. Wow, I mean, yeah, I am pretty fucking shocked. I send an email immediately to Higgs that says, so you're still going to take care of that 15K you need.
I just look up at the camera and it just like go like that. And then you just see me like leave the room and I get off the swan song to go join up with Mr. S. And I would assume that Prosper is outside with us as well.
Yeah, I mean, we can jump to the like, you're in the airlock, the ship is docked. Is everybody going on board Taxila? You can, Piani, you can walk now.
Is it wheelchair accessible?
Probably not, but
you can walk, he said.
I realize that.
She doesn't want
I will go as far as I can go in my chair.
Okay. Will you have, like, people keep, like, lift you over curbs and stuff?
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I assume we're docking at the central pillar of this rotating space station, so there's not actually gravity as we get onto it.
Yeah, it's true. You would dock there, and then you'd float in, and then have to, like, go out onto
the... By the way, how much of our inventory did we recover? Because you...
When you were taken from the ship, they didn't, like... Because as soon as you were off the ship, Pi shut it down, so you have all of your stuff. No one took
it. Oh,
okay,
stuff, gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah. Nice. So we could still sell it to make some blue fever.
So I have all my thermal...
No, remember that stuff? Remember the... You got...
we lost all that.
And the cargo hold blew, so there's the one of your cargo holds is like vacuum.
Basically. Okay.
Okay. So you're in the airlock, and Pi says to you, "I'll watch the ship while you're gone. Let me know if anyone dies."
Will do, Pi. Thank you for caring. Actually, Mr. Prosper, he's all right. The lay and font or whatever however the fucking people say it is.
As the room is pressurizing and equalizing the pressure, I just say, L'enfant, why do you wish to know if anybody dies?
It seems to occur on a fairly frequent basis. I'm curious.
L'enfant, how many deaths have you witnessed so far?
37.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a decent sized number.
Sure.
Chat, you tell us, but yeah, there's a number.
I mean, we have been attacked fucking many a times. It's like, Prospero, we have to defend ourselves.
I'm wearing my assault armor and I have my black visor up and I'm just staring forward.
and Prosper says, "You're quite right, Piani. If someone places you in the threat of danger, if they threaten you with death, then it is only appropriate to defend yourself."
Anybody on the ship speak Latin?
Nope.
No? Okay. Pi says something in Latin.
Noster, quoti novus dat novus hodie. Sacrificator nomen tuum, et venius pecum tuum.
Yeah. I'm just like, yep, yeah, I... Yes, Pi, that is correct.
Dies ire, dies illa, solvet seclum id favilla.
I'm just like staring not that forward. Either.
Okay, so there's a like a ping, and the little light goes from red to green, and the airlock starts to open. And you guys get onto Taxila Station, and it's a nice, comfortable transition, right? It's not like going from like a rusty Buick into an Apple store. It's like shitty all the way through. This station's like in pretty rough shape. There's several places where there's like... coolant pipes that have leaked and frozen over, so there's like big blocks of ice on the ceiling. There's graffiti and like posters for shit everywhere. You see an entire wall of ads for what looks like a band tour. There's some like Chinese girl, she looks like she's like 14 or 15, wearing like a really fancy like pop star outfit with crazy makeup, and in Mandarin it says like Nika Starlight 3200 tour, and it's got a bunch of dates on it. But over top of that poster, there's been a bunch of like graffiti spray painted. Some of it looks like it might be like gang signs, but you see several times, and Sakirian, you noticed this first. In the graffiti repeats itself in English, Spanish, and Japanese. It says "Purity now, purity forever," and you see that several times throughout the station. Imagine, like, yeah, Taxila as kind of like, yeah, it's just sort of a rough, like, backwater port. It's not very well policed, and the police are probably, like, lazy drunks. And, yeah, it's a place where bad shit happens. Higgs, I don't know, maybe you feel right at home.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I've got my swagger on walking through the...
Yeah, you've been to loads of these.
Yeah.
You can imagine...
I keep my weapon at the
most
ready. I'm just curious, yeah. Adam, can I use my religion skill to try and identify the Latin that Pi was speaking?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Totally.
Rolling it. No.
Six. What'd you get?
Oh, I got a six.
Six? It's pretty common. Okay. I'll give it to you for a six. So Pi said, and this is bad Latin, so struggle through with me, caedete eos novum enum dominus qui sunt eos, which means kill them all, for the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So when Pi says this, God. I just sort of Prosper just smiles tightly as he steps out of the airlock.
Yeah, I think you and Commander Provost exchange a concerned look. Like,
oh, are they coming with us? Or no, they're getting off.
They're, okay, yeah, they're getting off here.
Yeah.
It's not a like, oh God, what's happening look, but it's like a, so this is how that might go. Keep an eye on that kind of look. Mm-hmm. So you guys get into the main ring of the station. You can imagine it like, it's pretty much a single main road with buildings on either side, but the buildings are made of like cargo containers functionally. Like there's lots of spray paint on the walls, lots of neon signs, and the whole station is, like I said, a torus, right? It's a big donut. So you kind of can walk all the way around in a ring or on the outside, and there's lots of ways to get back to the spire, but the spire is primarily for docking. There's slightly lower than Earth gravity because the whole thing is spinning around. And it would be cramped, except that there's, like, nobody here. There's lots of garbage and debris, and there's a couple of, like, you see maybe one as you're walking around, like, maintenance robots trying to clean up the garbage, like, all the, like, broken bottles and, like, whatever. And the panels here, and you get a little, like, you know, welcome to Taxila Station thing as the elevator is going down the spire to the main hub. And it tells you, like, Taxila Station operates on a 12-hour day-night cycle. You might notice the lights dimming and rising. This is to represent the sun. If this doesn't match with your normal understanding of time, we apologize. While you're guests of Taxila Station, blah, 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 and it tells you, like, where you can meet with the police and, like, various, like, local laws. But there's only, like, two or three. Like, don't kill anybody. And then you arrive at one of the Spire Station walkways, and you step out of the kind of like low grav elevator and immediately start to feel the kind of light gravity pulling you towards the way, and you have to go down on like a ladder, but then you get out into the main thoroughfare. Imagine it like very grimy, lots of condensation, like dirty with various like garbage, and kind of cramped, but not like the swan song. It feels spaced out compared to that. While you're still in the elevator, though, Provost says to Higgs, he says, just go to the repair station, tell them what you need. They will repair the ship. I've arranged already to pay for any repairs that you have. We'll keep an eye on you, but your privacy is your own. Again, please remember, if you're ever in the sector, if you're in Furugi, near Cabral, please come visit us. I know that the general would like to speak with you again.
Of course.
Yeah, he shakes your hand.
Do I give the repair shop your name? Is that the signal?
Yes, they are prepared.
Okay, well, as they say in your neck of the woods, have a good day. I just kind of like turn around, start
okay,
doing my normal walk.
Monsieur Higgins, c'est bonne soirée.
I do not want to drink with you tonight, sir. No, sir. Have a good day. Let's continue with the mission.
Prosper, before you leave, they kind of wait so that you can have like a semi-private conversation.
Okay.
And then you and Provost have this conversation in French. So Piani, if you want, you can like overhear most of this.
Yeah.
But he says to you, first of all, good luck. Thank you for volunteering for this. We heard back from home. It looks like Pierre will be all right.
I visibly just sort of relax a little bit. I say, merci. It's good to hear that. It eases my heart. Tell him to have a swift recovery from me. It seems that I might, my work here may take longer than we expected. I'm very curious about L'Enfant. I may write to you and require more documents.
Try to keep us apprised of his progress. It would be beneficial if we had another rook on our hands and not another chariot. But we'll talk about that at a later date. Give it some time. Try not to interfere so much. I'm curious about this murderous streak it seems to be developing. Le Phantom could use another knife.
Yes. So long as it is a knife that is in Phantom's hands.
He nods. Well, that's your job now. And he puts his hand on your shoulder and says, take care, brother.
I snap a smart salute. And I say something, you know, religious in Latin, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, like Semper Tyrannis.
Yeah, some kind of like, yeah, traditional like.
Yeah.
Because you, I mean, yeah, you guys are pretty much like the.
In nomine Domine et Patris et, you know, Filii Sanctus Spiritus. Amen.
You know, I'd probably not deliver him the Lord's Prayer while you're like. But yeah, like some kind of, yeah, because there is that crossover where you're basically like the Marines, so there is the like Semper Fi thing, but also the Latin has the religious meaning as well. And he, yeah, he says, I'll give your regards to home, and you part ways as he heads back to his ship. So, crew of the Swan Song, where are y'all headed?
Yeah, I'm leading through people, or leading the crew down to the first meeting with the legal team.
Okay. So, Piani, while you're on this station, you notice that, I mean, have you been on a like, exchange space station before or no?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So in and of itself, it's pretty familiar to you.
Well, I mean, this one is shittier than some of the ones I've been to, but yeah.
The cramped quarters in the, like, obviously recycled, like, it has this sort of styrofoam smell in the air, and you know that that's from, like, these very specific air filters that are the ones they use on Majid in the mines, too. So it reminds you a little bit of that.
Right.
Plus, also, the walkways are lined with, like, street vendors. They're automated. They're, like, operated by robot drones, but there's, like, drone noodle carts and stuff. So you get these weird smells of, like, kind of artificially spiced food on top of the weird kind of atmosphere smell in here. And it's triggering a lot of like sense memories for you from home. But you make your way towards Sunbeam's office and maybe walk past it the first time and have to like turn back around to find it because it's just like a metal, like a corrugated metal sliding door with the Sunbeam like logo spray painted on it. And it's long since chipped and there's a bunch of graffiti over it. So you kind of have to like spot it and then go back and like see it again. But you're there. There's a camera over the door facing out into the street.
I unsling my laser rifle and I go stand down at the far end of the hall as I discussed with Monsieur Sicarian.
Okay.
And I start keeping an eye out sort of down the way that people could come to approach the door.
Okay.
Do we have Prosper's comm to where we can like talk to him?
Do you have
actually Prosper doesn't have a comm because he was poor. Okay. So he brought Victor's.
Okay.
Which was in his room.
I found the cell phone.
We'll just say that I had like the box of stuff out on the bridge and you found it.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. So where like what does it look like where you're meeting? You said it was very small.
So I mean you haven't even opened the door. From the outside, it looks like a corrugated metal surface painted gray with a yellow Sunbeam Multistellar Corporation logo on the front, a small address number in neon, kind of like glowing from a panel in the door, and a camera above the door.
Okay. I, Mr. Sicarian's right next to me, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
I turned to...
Okay, so where's Sicarian? Where are you right now?
I'm with him.
He's right next to me.
Okay, just stand right back to him. Okay.
Is Piani with us? Okay.
Yeah.
I turned to Mr. S, and I'm just like, Mr. S, I want you to stay outside no matter what. In 5 minutes, I want you to come walking through the door and say that we need to go and have a talk privately outside. Understood?
I nod, and he can see me check my combat watch and set a timer.
I really want to know where I can get a combat watch and what that would be like. I hope it shoots lasers like in GoldenEye.
Maybe it's not that cool. Oh,
damn it. Okay. Okay, and Piani, what are you doing?